Are you still connected with transition stuff?
I haven't been as actively connected to that as I was when I was living in Keene, New Hampshire and working at Antioch. It's still a movement that I very much support, but my job currently is demanding that I have limited time for sort of volunteer activism, and I've sort of gone a different way in what my focus is. But I still think it's very, very important what the transition movement is doing.
Right now you're in Washington, D.C. area, International Center on Nonviolent Conflict. Does that have its connections with the transition movement?
In one way, the focus of ICNC is on how ordinary people can use nonviolent civil resistance as a tool for winning rights, freedom, and justice. And included in that, there's a strong justice dimension to figuring out how to live sustainably on this earth, so it's not a disaster for most people on the planet. And because of its focus on civil resistance, which is a term that was developed by Gandhi when he was trying to describe his campaigns against British imperialism, that there was a focus in Gandhi's campaign on what's called the constructive program, because what he's known for is mass nonviolent civil disobedience, which he called the resistance program. But the constructive program was for when people, neighbors would get together and they would just figure out what institutions they needed and would create them without waiting for permission. And so it was sort of a positive application of creating alternative institutions. And I see the transition movement as very much being in the constructive program mode that Gandhi talked about. So in that way, ICNC also support both the study and education and training on people engaging both in the resistance program, but in a constructive program for creating really fundamental social change.